This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. The official start of winter is a few days away, but it's been feeling like winter for quite a while. Overnight lows in the 20s, sometimes hitting the teens. It's been chilly, and the sun, it doesn't crest the Chiricahua Mountains until after 7, and even then, warm sunshine takes a bit to reach our home near the banks. The Ojolote is yours truly, planted many native oaks around our home, the very evergreen native oaks. And rays of sunshine need to crest the silverleaf and emery oaks before warming our home through windows and the front door. Note to self, don't plant so many evergreen trees around our next house. I doubt very much there will be a next house, so I guess I'll live with it. Dark and chilly mornings give me a chance to fire up our wood stove and hover around it. Hey, one morning. One morning, as Ms. Mosquiti and I milled around our tiny kitchen and coffee pot, I asked her if she wouldn't mind releasing a pack rat on her way to the work, to the library. She commented that it seemed like whenever one or both of us were leaving our place, we had something to release. Skunks, pack rats, rattlesnakes. We laughed because it's just so true. Oh, those pack rats. I mean, I've caught 3 in a night. When you live in the desert, get used to it, man. You're just going to have pack rats and, they'll always be around. You just don't want them in your vehicle or in your barn or in your house or in your greenhouse. Oh, yeah, the greenhouse. Plant some cool seeds of vegetables. These are going to be wonderful vegetables or cool native plants. And deer mice and pack rats will enjoy the buffet. So have a heart traps in the greenhouse. And when I plant acorns or pine nuts, it's the all-you-can-eat buffet. Rodents spread the word. Eat at Petey's. So, a few weeks ago, after I had planted some acorns, with much trepidation, I must say, I set traps for small and large rodents, all kinds of traps. In the morning, all the traps were sprung or knocked over, and that went on for a few mornings. Good news was that the acorns were untouched. One morning, I found a small scat on an irrigation timer, perfectly placed right there on top of the timer, 2-inch, 3-inch long scat. Then one early morning, I come in, and there is a long, slender, furry animal curled up and snoozing behind that timer. A ringtail cat was hanging out in the greenhouse. How cool is that? Very cool. I removed all the traps, and still no depredation of planted seed. Maybe you could stay on, I said quietly to the ringtail. I put a little dry dog food in a bowl for it. It ate it, and apparently any other rodents that came into the greenhouse, because I've got germinating oaks and pines. Oh, you sweet ringtail, you sweet Basiriscus astutus, you are the cutest. Ringtails are in the raccoon family, and there are three other species of animals in that family, that raccoon family in Arizona, the raccoons, the white-nosed coati, and ringtails. Ringtail refers to the 7 or 8 alternating black and white rings on its extremely long tail. Think 12 inches of tail, and then think 12 inches of body. Ringtails are long and slender. A beautiful little head, looks a little like a fox. The genus Basiriscus, from the Greek little fox, the specific epithet astutus, Latin for cunning. And these cunning little foxes that aren't foxes are nocturnal omnivores. They find things in the night. They eat rodents, they eat lizards, they eat birds, they eat insects, they eat fruit, they eat dog food. Ringtails, they like the woodlands, they like rocky cliffs, they like caves, they like old mines. I believe they like a very cluttered shed at our place. And they're amazing climbers. Their back feet, I'm not making this up, their back feet can turn 180 degrees so they can walk headfirst down a rock face or a tree trunk. I mean, show-offs too. Right? So, I have a ringtail in my greenhouse. Did you know that's the Arizona state mammal? And they have another common name, a beautiful common name, Cacomichle. It's from the Nahuatl language. So, there was another species. There is another species further south in the Americas, and the common name came north to our species up here in the borderland. So, Cacomichle in the greenhouse. A Cacomichle in the greenhouse as winter approaches. That's so cool. It's very cool. The desert. Doggone it, friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, And this has been Growing Native.